Today, we'd like to study the title of Double Honor in the 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17 to 25. To align with people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verses 17 and 18, let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine. For the scripture says, you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain. And the laborer is worthy of his wages. What should the elders ultimately be done? Question 2. In verse 21, I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels, that you observe these things without prejudice, doing nothing with partiality. What does it mean? Question 3. In verse 24, some man's sins are clearly evident, preceding them to judgment, but those of some man follow later. What does it mean? In the last time, we covered a church should help a real widow in the 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 16. If any believing man or woman has widows, let them leave them, and do not let the church be burdened, that it may relieve those who are really widows. Really widows meaning the widows who have no relative, no family members. Verse 17 and 18, question 1. Let the elders who rule, so spiritual leaders, will be counted worthy of double honor. So spiritual leaders should be respected, appreciated, rather than criticized. Especially those who labor in the word, which means teaching, such as a pastor, and doctrine, labor in doctrine. Doctrine means principles of Christ, like a gospel for salvation, preaching, such as a missionary, evangelist. So pastor, missionary, or evangelist, should be respected, double honored, appreciated, rather than criticized. Because the scripture says, you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain. That's cited Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 4. So oxen to work to tread out the grain. So therefore, oxen has a right to eat the fruit of his work. And the laborer is worthy of his wages. This is Jesus saying, Luke chapter 10, verse 7, Jesus sent out the evangelist, two of them. Then Jesus said, and remain in the same house, eating and drinking such things as they give, because the laborer is worthy of his wages. Do not go from house to house. So when you knock on door, so they open door, they accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, they provide the food, you enjoy that because you are worthy for wages. So the elders, especially pastors and missionaries, should be appreciated and supported to allow them to live. Verse 20, those who are sinning, rebuke in the presence of all, that the rest also may fear. So here talks about public reprimands. Public reprimands to sinners. So So, but in wisdom and in love to restore them. Otherwise, it might cause a lot of litigation in this litigious society. So, we should be careful. Probably reprimand somebody sinners, you know, we announced to make other Christians fear. Verse 21, I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Here, before God, before the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels, not fallen angels, that means I charge you seriously, serious business, that you observe this thing without prejudice when you minister to his share without bias, such as appearance, race, gender, age, wealth, education, or hereditary things, and so on. Nothing with partiality. Partiality means a special favor to some, affecting, ignoring others in terms of race, gender, wealth, and so on, appearance. Then verse 22, so one example here, because God loves the world meaning God loves all people. So therefore, all people are equally important. So you should not treat some people given a special favor. So the disregarding other people, don't do so. John chapter 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. But whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God so loved the world, all people. No, the prejudicial to certain people, or no partiality to certain people. Then, James chapter 2, verses 2 and 4, another example. For if there should come into your assembly a man with gold rings in fine apparel, and there should also come in a poor man in filthy clothes, and you pay attention to the one wearing the fine clothes and say to him, you sit here in good place. Say to the poor man, you stand there or sit there at my footstool. This kind of partiality example favors one person, affecting, disappearing to another person. Have you not shown partiality among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Verse 22, do not lay hands on anyone hastily. So it takes time for a person within the position of a spiritual authority to grow, to mature, or to be qualified, such as an elder, deacon. The 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 13, so qualification, the order, the bishop. Bishop is like the elder, also qualification over deacon. So Titus chapter 1 verse 5 to 9 talks about qualification of elder. So those are positions in spiritual authority require maturing time, growing time. That's why do not ordain such position quickly, suddenly, hastily, nor share in other people's sin. Keep yourself pure. So don't talk about other sin. So you should keep yourself pure to Timothy. Verse 23, no longer drink only water, but use a little wine for your stomach's sake and your frequent infirmities, which mean frequent physical infirmity. So here is not as a beverage, but a medicine purpose. You may use wine, alcohol. So today medicine, some medicine includes, you know, alcohol. Verse 24, some men's sins are clearly evident, or some men's sins are open, preceding them to judgment. So which meaning, while you are living in sin, and you can see God's hands through the judgment, then you might correct it. But those of some men follow later, judgment later come. You are living with your sin now because nothing has happened. No judgment has happened yet. When you meet the Lord in heaven, judgment will come. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. And as it is appointed for man to die once, but after this, the judgment come. So therefore, the earlier judgment, the better, because you can correct your sin. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 31 said, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. So self-examination is really needed. Let's see each question answer. In verses 17 and 18, let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine. For the scripture says, you shall not muzzle an ox, you know, working ox, while it treads out the grain. So working ox is entitled to eating the fruit of its work. And the laborer is worthy of his wages. What should the elders ultimately be done? So the elders should ultimately be double honored, appreciated, and supported to allow them to live. Question 2, in verse 21, I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels, so I see to charge you, that you observe this thing without prejudice, doing nothing with partiality. What does it mean? So I seriously charge you, Timothy, you should minister without prejudice, nor partiality, certain preference to some people, affecting disfavor to other people. Don't do so, because all people are important before God, equally important, regardless of race, gender, age, wealth, bloodline. In verse 24, some men's sins are clearly evident, preceding them, preceding sins to judgment, but those of some men follow later. What does it mean? So while you are living in sin, the judgment comes, so you know to sin should be corrected. But the latter, some is judgment while you're living in sin, the judgment is not coming yet. The latter, so until your death, once that time judgment come. So the earlier, the better too. So verse 25 said, likewise, the good works of some are clearly evident, and those that are otherwise cannot be hidden. So good works, you know, also. So, you know, karma. But during life, you might receive reward. But even if you do not receive reward during life for good works, but later, which meaning when you meet the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven, so that times you will receive reward, so cannot be hidden. We'll pray all together the Lord's Prayer. We conclude our Bible study.